Ben Jaffe is with us, the creative director of Preservation Hall. He plays the tuba and upright bass with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, the son of the Hall's founders. He grew up in the French Quarter, two blocks from Preservation Hall, which was established in 1961. Louis Armstrong says, Preservation Hall, now that's where you'll find all the greats. And Ben, the tradition continues, and I know you're quite proud of this institution in New Orleans, which has been around now for more than 55 years.
That's right, yeah. It's quite amazing, you said it, you know, institution that plays an amazing role in our city and our state's cultural community.
Don't let that dog get you.
Yeah.
What do you attribute its staying power to?
For all of us that are from, you know, from here, we all know that music is woven into our DNA the same way that any sort of cultural tradition is. Take food, for example. What would we be without our cuisine? And it's hard to imagine us without our music. I don't even think we would personally, I don't think we would truly be a city without music.
Well, let's go to a new selection from the Preservation Hall Jazz Band with Ben Jaffe, who is the creative director of Preservation Hall. And if you listen to this, you'll understand the magic that happens in the French Quarter on St. Peter Street with regularity. Ben, when did you get rolling? When did you start doing this kind of work?
Well, my father was a musician, and I grew up around Preservation Hall, so it's always been in my blood. I officially took over in '93 when I was 22. I began performing with the band and began operating and managing the hall in New Orleans, and been doing this for quite some time now, and then things really took a major turn after following Hurricane Katrina, and those years immediately after things really seemed to shift for us. All of us who lived through that and, are continuing to live through, the devastation around mm-hmm. the state. We all know that out of, hard work and out of catastrophe, it's amazing how something really beautiful can emerge. And, we've seen it over the past 12 years. The band really become an American institution, far beyond just our cities, beyond the parish line, So it's been a beautiful, beautiful thing to be a part of.
Preservation Hall, 726 St. Peter Street, right in the heart of the French Quarter. Been around since 1961, and it is a true New Orleans legendary haunt. And for those who say the French Quarter has lost its magic, it's changed over time, but I would imagine you would take exception, Ben. It seems like there's a whole lot of magic going on at Preservation Hall.
Oh, there's a lot of magic going on. You just you have to know where to you have to have a nose for it. You have to know where to look. We have French Quarter Festival going on this weekend, which is, of course, one of our our great events of the year, and you know, I guess you could say I'm a bit biased. You know, I grew up and have lived here my whole life, and you know, live right downtown here, right outside the French Quarter. So it really is familiar to me. I'm just glad that the Preservation Hall can, you know, continues to be, the bar that everybody kind of, you know, tries to reach for. And that's, you know, something, a value that you know, my parents instilled in me, and something that, you know, I take very, very, you know, very seriously, and, you know, want to make sure that, you know, that Preservation Hall continues and remains to be, you know, the standard bearer when it comes to, you know, the city's music.
Well, we thank you for joining us today. Ben Jaffe, creative director of Preservation Hall and son of the owners, and he is now an owner himself. He grew up in the great city of New Orleans and lives in the French Quarter and works there. And if you have not been to Preservation Hall, it is one of the great music venues in all the world. So, Ben, it's been quite a pleasure. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.